In the presence of the infinite, March 14. Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. The fiery furnace had been heated seven times more than it was wont, and into it were cast the Hebrew exiles. So furious were the flames, that the men who cast them in were burned to death. Suddenly the countenance of the king paled with terror. His eyes were fixed upon the glowing flames, and turning to his lords, he said, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" The answer was, "True, O king." And now the monarch exclaimed, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." When Christ manifests himself to the children of men, an unseen power speaks to their souls. They feel themselves to be in the presence of the Infinite One. Before his majesty, kings and nobles tremble, and acknowledge that the living God is above every earthly power. With feelings of remorse and shame, the king exclaimed, "Ye servants of the Most High God, come forth." And they obeyed, showing themselves unhurt before that vast multitude, not even the smell of the fire being upon their garments. This miracle produced a striking change in the minds of the people. The great golden image, set up with such display, was forgotten. The king published a decree that anyone speaking against the God of these men should be put to death, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. These three Hebrews possessed genuine sanctification. True Christian principle will not stop to weigh the consequences. It does not ask, "What will people think of me if I do this?" or, "How will it affect my worldly prospects if I do that?" With the most intense longing, the children of God desire to know what He would have them do, that their works may glorify Him. The Lord has made ample provision that the hearts and lives of all His followers may be controlled by divine grace, that they may be as burning and shining lights in the world. These faithful Hebrews possessed great natural ability. They had enjoyed the highest intellectual culture, and now occupied a position of honor, but all this did not lead them to forget God. Their powers were yielded to the sanctifying influence of divine grace. By their steadfast integrity they showed forth the praises of Him who had called them out of darkness into His marvelous light.